Basil, I'm sure all of you have had interaction with him. I just want to say that Basil is a real special friend of mine. I first met him in Pakistan, which is, of course, his home. We had a pastor's conference over there, and I kept looking out at a group kind of like you gathered there, and I saw this one young guy that was just sitting there, and, you know, big and buff. But the thing that impressed me was the fact that he was hungry for the Word. And every time we opened the Bible, he was sitting there just waiting for whatever was going to come. So I want you to listen to him because he and Carrie have a phenomenal ministry in Pakistan. He has the answer for the problem of Islamic terrorism. And that answer is bringing the Muslim faith in Jesus Christ.
Am I? Okay. Good morning. How are you doing? Wonderful. It's been a blessed time to gather together with, you know, amazing teachers and brothers and sisters, and as Bible stands for, the majestic one. And I'm glad that, you know, God called us, Holy One, His people, His own possession. In Christ, we have so much beyond our imagination. We just saw that video. In that video, you know, there's a one person who's struggling and he is fall in that hole. Maybe somebody here this morning struggling in the same way that person was looking for the truth, and there were so many voices. There were so many statements. There were so many promises saying, if you do this, maybe you will free. If you do that, maybe you will be something, and maybe you have something significant. But those promises, those statements are completely empty and without hope. And there's only one person that we are going to talk about, and that is the person, the absolute person. That's the King of the King and the glory of God, which dwell and became a flesh, and His name is Jesus Christ. And He's the answer of every nation, every tongue, every color, every person who breathes on this planet called Earth. So we are going to talk about that. And every time I watch that movie, I see myself. I was struggling. I was, you know, that person who was looking for the truth, and everybody come and they said, you must do something. You have to do and you have to be something. But there's only one who came and said, do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? Yes. And he came, left his glory, left his throne, and he became a man to deliver, to seek those who were lost. And that is Jesus Christ. I'm glad that he's my Savior. I'm glad that he's my King. I'm glad that he is my Redeemer and my shelter and my saving place. So before we read our portion of scriptures this morning, as we've been, you know, listening, you guys, you are blessed. Blessed beyond your imagination that you have wonderful teachers. So many people have a desire to hear them, to desire to listen the wisdom of God coming through their mouth as they are pondering on, as they are praying and saying, Lord, help us to communicate your word. I'm very thankful that I met Pastor Gene, and I love him, and I'm very, very grateful, and I respect him. He's my spiritual father. I can say that with pride. He helped me a lot to see Jesus when I was struggling, and I was sitting like you in that conference, and I was just listening and listening, and the grace of God made crystal clear to me, and that is the only way when we have that taste. The grace of God is the only greatest gift ever for us, to redeem us, to give us hope, to lift us up. Wow, it's powerful and still powerful and continue and continue. And that is the power we need. And that is the power available for us. Little background, I born in Pakistan, and my background, our four generations was wandering. And even still many are wandering without knowing and with having a lot of information. And my family involved in a black magic man, my grandfather, my uncle, and his father, and my father. And that is our business over there. But a love just so happened. There's nothing happen as accident. Everything happen in life for reason, and behind that reason there's a divine power, and that is our sovereign God, the God of universe. So just so happened, as I was wandering and I was looking for love and looking for, you know, hope and someone to look up and have a freedom, not just, you know, bringing sacrifice to idols and worshiping those who even cannot hear, those who are like a stone, like a picture, like a statues. It was nothing, just emptiness. And growing up in broken home. By the way, I was hoping maybe I should born somewhere where I can have a perfect parents, perfect home. Just want to let you know there's no perfect home on this planet. We all struggle. We all fail. We all looking for hope, love, satisfaction, peace, rest. And that is only find in the wings of Lord Jesus Christ, in His presence, and that is wonderful. So, I became a believer, and God delivered me through one pastor who came to our colony, and he told me about Jesus Christ, just a long story in short, and I was hungry for His word. And I want to tell others, what is a freedom like? What is the peace of Christ? What is the comfort? What is the promise? And what is a great, you know, love that He has done? So I became a believer and start telling others. And our town, our colony, our community is known like criminals, drug dealers, witch doctors, black magic, all kind of, you know, stuff. And when you start going out there, and as you imagine, my family was well known with their business. And when I start talking about Jesus Christ, they were saying, how come? How this is possible? Any good thing can come out from this family? And it's only possible because Jesus Christ. And He's the hope, and He is the answer of every struggle you are going through. Maybe you are longing for, oh, maybe I, like you watch TV and any movie and say, I want to be that parents, that, you know, kid who have everything. Listen to me, that is just fake. Whatever you are watching in films, that is just a tool to distract you, to blind you from the truth. If there's any perfect parent, you can see that is the God of the universe. If there's any best friend, that is Jesus Christ, and you will find a best friend who loves Jesus Christ, and He will be standing behind you, next to you, and be there for you to comfort you, to help you, to lift you up. And say, don't worry. And there will be friends who are only there to take advantage of your feelings, only there to destroy, only there to give you unreal love. We all want that somebody love us. We all want somebody beside us, somebody stand with us and saying, I got your back. Like in the military, when any soldiers go there, they call battle buddy. I got your back. We all looking for that battle buddy. And that is Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone who loves Jesus Christ, He will be there for you. In your downtime, in your sadness, in your helpless and hopeless situations. So let's talk about the awesome person who can do these things, who can be there because He is present everywhere. So I just want to, you know, read some Bible verses and then we will move forward. So our topic, you know, and we are learning about tap into the greatest love. We are looking for love. Like last night, Pastor Jean present very well. The woman at the well, she was looking for love. She was looking for someone who's not going to point at her finger and saying, you are nothing. You are failed. You are unusable. But Jesus didn't do anything. He just said, He speak the truth and He delivered her with a great message. And the best thing I heard, you don't need to have a 22 years or 25 years study the Word of God and then you say, now I'm ready. Don't say that. Now I'm ready. Say I'm available. Take me and use me. Because He got all ability. He just wants from you that is only one thing, that is availability. Look into the scriptures. David, young man, and he was fighting with the mighty power of God and he killed the giant's man. Daniel, his friends, changed the course of history because they were putting their faith on the living God. People who struggle, like Peter, over and over, they are failed, over and over, he's failing every time, most of time. I love when Pastor Gene bring that fact, and he said he go in a different country and say, if you, you know, have a Peter here, and he start teaching, and if you want to follow Peter, everybody say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And when Pastor Gene share with them his failures, oh no, what, forget about it. These people were not able, but they were available. Take us and use us. And that is the place you will find comfort, power, and His presence when you say, I surrender. I give up. I know we use that word. I give up in the term of I'm failed. That's in a worldly way. When you use that word before mighty God and say, I give up. I surrender, Lord, and He will take you. And He will use you. So John 15. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine and my Father is a vine dresser. We already learning about in our devotions and who is the vine, that is Jesus Christ, and who's the vine dresser, that His Father, and then every branch in me does that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prune it so that it may bear more fruit. Branches, believers in Jesus Christ, His disciples, And we know he's talking to his disciple and preparing them, encouraging them. And if we see from John chapter 13 to 17, that is the marvelous passage. That is a wonderful discussion between him, between Jesus Christ and his disciple, and he's preparing for the dark hour. Preparing them that you need these words. You need my promise. You need to remain connect with me. Because without me, you cannot make it. Without me, you cannot grow. Without me, you cannot move forward. And that is saying, verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Simply that you heard my word, you believe in me, and you are sanctified. You are in my sight righteous. The majestic one. God's love. And verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. Wow. As the branches, as branch cannot bear fruit itself unless it abides in vine. Jesus continually putting in their mind that term that you cannot bear fruit. You cannot get any energy. You cannot grow without me. Because in chapter 13, he's telling them, that hour has come, and I'm going to be with my Father, and I'm going to leave you over here. And they are saying, no, no, no. And he's telling them, as the example, I'm leaving and you guys going to fail each other. And he's telling them, by example, washing their feet. And he know, Peter going to say, I will die for you, Jesus. And he knows he's going to fail. And chapter 14, when we see Jesus talking continually to Peter and saying, when we look at chapter 14 in the first verse, Jesus saying, do not let your heart be troubled, Peter. Believe in God, believe also in me. That's the person who's talking, who said, I am the life, I am the bread, I am the good shepherd, I am Jehovah in flesh. So he's talking to his disciple and preparing them, because we know the story, what happened when Jesus was, you know, persecuted and he was going through all suffering, facing all things for your sake. For me, for every person who lives on this planet, he was going through everything, every shame, everything for you. And same he's telling them, what I'm going to go through, it is for your benefit. So you need to abide in me, because you're going to tremble, you're going to be afraid, you're going to be say, I give up. So we don't have to say to the world, when people's trying to conform us to their image, to their, you know, system, that system, as Pastor Perry said, is corrupted, is under control by Satan, and it's only one purpose, to distract you, to destroy you, to ruin your soul, and take you away from the truth. So Jesus preparing his disciples. And think verse 5. I am the true vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Without Jesus Christ, we are like that person who was trying everything, but nothing happened. Without Jesus Christ, there's no hope. Without Lord Jesus Christ, there's no comfort. And without Jesus Christ, there's no power supply. So when we look at the word, you know, abide, it's mean to remain, to continue, and it's also use. This word speak of perfect provision, perfect supply, perfect like power available for you, for your toughest time. So Jesus preparing his disciple and telling them, you need me because I'm going away and you're going to be stray. You're going to say, yes, I don't know him. I never met that person. I don't know what you're talking about. And some of them flee and we don't know where they were hiding. They were still under that fear. We continue study and even we look at in a different portion of scriptures, they are scared. They are afraid when we look at the Gospel of John. Jesus appeared to them and they are hiding. Doors are closed and Jesus just appeared to them and said, I told you these things. And they said, let us touch. Show us your hand. Are you real? They were continually failing because they were not abiding in that power which is Jesus told them. So that power is available for us. That power is available for every child of God. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you got the Spirit of God. Dwell in you and seal you and give you complete insurance that He got your back. That He is your battle buddy. That He's watching over you. He is before you. He is left and right and over and everywhere for you. With only one purpose, bear fruit. Simple way to glorify Him. Simple way to be witness of Jesus Christ. Simple way to ambassador of Jesus Christ. Ambassador, someone who have all supply and he just go there, any country, whatever the link they have, he go there and represent his country. Represent the someone who sent him. So we are here to represent Jesus Christ. And that is our focus here, to abide in Jesus Christ. Tap into that greatest love. Just imagine, we are struggling, we are, you know, fighting that fight and we don't want to give up. We're saying, no Jesus, we got it. No Jesus, we don't need you. But we continually fight with ourselves, with our energy. And when, the minute we touch His hand, He got our back. He's behind us. And verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branches and dries up and they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. We were talking in our cabin and me and Jamie was talking and we were saying, oh, so many people approach this verse and says, you know, yes, if you fail, you're going to hell. It's not saying anything here about hell. Not saying anything, you will lose your salvation. No. Because if we lose ourselves salvation, we are saying, God, you are a liar. As Satan's, every time he says, yes, you are unjust God. Yes, you are God who changed His promises. He's a gentleman. He never changed His word. He's not a liar God. He's a true God. So, it's nothing to do with salvation or anything. He's talking about something awesome stuff here. Verse 7, if you abide in me, that's interesting. John just continue writing this word and Jesus' conversation and he's just pondering on that and later on he's saying, Jesus was using that word, abide in me, abide in me, abide in me, remain in me, and you will find the supply, you will find the comfort, you will find the hope, you will find everything you need to fight that battle. To fight that fight. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and Jesus' focus is this, we bear fruit. We bear fruit. And fruit only going to be, you know, come out from tree when it's connected with vine. Otherwise, no fruit. No fruit. We need to connect in Jesus Christ every moment. We were talking about desire. And we are going to, you know, see here in a minute. That's our theme verse, John 15:9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in me. Abide in me. I don't know why John is using this word. Something important. Something important. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Two things just popping up from that verses. Abide in me and love. We cannot love if we don't know how. We cannot love someone if we don't have the capacity to love. And we're not going to love someone because we don't know how to love. And that love is only we can experience, we can know, we can, you know, see with our eyes. And that love shown by Jesus Christ. The love word is very big, sometimes just is known. And remain silent, nothing to do with that. Just like love, yes, it's known. Quiet. But Jesus' love is action word. In action, make action. And Jesus showed that. My love is not just, I'm just, you know, speaking figure. It is real. And he has shown that love on the cross. So we all looking for love. Woman at the well, she was looking for love all wrong places. You guys all, especially gentlemen, you guys have a desire to have a beautiful wife, have a, you know, wonderful home, have everything together so you can say, yes, I did it. Yes, I did it. That's I want. And some, you know, horrible programs going on, which is a good information, but we can learn from that. Not say, I wanna do that. Like, crazy programs. I just watched one time, I think we were on the traveling, and we saw that bachelor program. It was crazy. One girl, and she's looking for love. And there's a 20 dude, and wow. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't go there. Good job, Counter. Why I'm saying that? God has supplied everything. Not just the plan of salvation, not just the redemption, not just eternal life. Everything you need in your life, in your daily life. In your daily life, and even your right timing, your wife. In our culture, you know, it's a different, but here, in school especially, if you got 3 or 4 girls, people will say, yes, you are the man. No, it's completely lie. Dude, it's completely lie. And if you have nothing. You are not man. These are just a false and just a trick from Satan to take you to involve in that system so you can proud yourself. Listen to me. I was in Pakistan and I born in Pakistan and growing up in there. And when I accepted Jesus Christ, the first foremost temptations I was facing, girls all over me. Not because I am someone who have ability or something else, because the light of Jesus Christ, which is all you who believe in Jesus Christ, He is the light of the light, come into you. So there's many girls and distractions and you know that big voice. Yes, that's the one. Yes, her hair is very good. That's the one. What? I'm not going to cook her hair. What are you talking about? Yeah, her eyes like ocean and you wanna just sink it. No. Oh, she's walk like a deer. What? You talk like a pigeon. These are the craziest ideas will come up in your mind. And these are the most terrific words used in Pakistan. And I believe so many phrases you guys use when you're trying to show your love. Not real love. There's a love for there's a many kind of love. Selfish love. Only you wanna, you know, fulfill your desire, and then we use over there an analogy that you go and buy a mango and then you suck all the juice and throw away the skin. There's so many people in this system, in this, you know, cosmic system on this earth who are just following Satan's and they are tricking innocent girls. And I hope you are not doing that. And I hope you are not joining that, you know, crowd in your school. And I hope you are not taking those words personally and they saying, you are not a man if you not have three or four girls as your girlfriend. Don't buy that lie. It's only lie. So I'm struggling. And as I can recall, six of them was only coming to prayer meeting, only coming to church because of me, and they trying their best. And even some of them came to me and they said, yes, God told us you are the one. And I said, sorry, I have to pray, but He didn't told me yet. So I told simply, I say, you know, as a believer, I am your brother in Christ. Sorry, I don't want to cross that boundary. That's it. And if I'm teaching the Word of God, I'm your spiritual father, and that is my responsibility to teach you. And that is the big thing over your character. So I have all opportunity, even the land who's, you know, full of slavery. There's no freedom, but I have all opportunity to do whatever I want and hide under my false identity. So don't do it. You will be tempted. You will be saying, oh, nobody watching. Yes, somebody's watching. Just wait. As Psalms, the same word, you know, abide in me. Psalms 47 verse 4. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Delight in me. Stay focused in me. Remain in me. And just continue to connect to me. And I will give you the desires of your heart. We were talking in, you know, our cabin, and there is a verse coming up. Say, whatever you ask my Father, you will receive. And we were talking, and some young leader, you know, our cabinet temper said, whatever? I said, yes, whatever. And I said, don't ask. aeroplane or, aeroplane. Because even you don't know how to ride your bicycle and you asking for aeroplane, I said, don't go there. He will not give it to you. Because you don't know. So, it simply mean whatever you ask. When our desires will line up with His will and He will give you absolute and perfect things, wife, future, and also perfect suffering for you, specific suffering for you to grow up, specific suffering for you to grow up. If you don't believe me, just go by any fruit tree and you will see how that seed opened up and turned and bigger and take all the heat of sun and then grow fruit. Our Christian life, our Christ way of life will grow more and more and imitating Him, and suffering is the best tool ever. Best tool ever in our life. And I'm glad I go through what I go through in Pakistan because that is now is blessing to me. There was a time I was murmuring. There was a time I was like hopeless. There was a time I was saying there's no one who's listening. There was a time like my bed was wet with my tears. And I was saying no one watching me. He always taking care of very close attention to us when we are going through hardship. So be a brave. Be a man. Not like that kind of man, if you have four girls, then you are a man. No. I don't know what the word should I use. You are not man. You are unwise. Unwise. In United States, you have freedom. So use your freedom for good. Use your freedom for glorify Jesus Christ. Like Peter said, you are free, but use your freedom as a bond servant of Jesus Christ, not your freedom as a covering of sin. Be honest with yourself. Be honest. And say, I got that privilege. You guys are privileged to living on this United States country. You are privileged. You are gifted. You are honored. That what you have, you should appreciate it. Every moment. Every day, compared to others, not as I'm just saying as a trick so you feel bad or we have everything and they have nothing. Just be thankful to God. Be thankful to Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him you are getting all the gifts, heavenly gifts and privilege. And don't forget that. With privilege come responsibility. And you young man and young woman, you have a responsibility to represent Jesus Christ. When you go back home from this camp, which has been awesome, I wish we have two weeks camp. Somebody was in our cabin, they were saying, I wish have a 3 week camp. I said, wow. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So with privilege, you got responsibility. And don't stop there. With responsibility, you got accountability. There will be a time you're going to stand before Jesus Christ if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and He's going to say, what you did, I'll use it. Not in the way you feel shame or something, I don't know. But we will see. But there will be a place when He's going to give each of us the reward, the treasures we are gaining in heaven. Privilege, responsibility, accountability. So don't forget that nobody is watching. According to Bible, according to the book of Malachi, when we go there, it's saying, whenever the saints of God gather together, the angels of God or maybe somebody take notice and they write everything. So, you are blessed. And be blessed to other. And be a blessing to other. You have a hope. Be hope for someone else. You have a courage. Give that courage to someone. Share that encouragement to someone. In your school, in your community, in your backyard, when you gather together playing that jumpy jump or whatever. That's a good thing that you guys can, you know, laugh and run as, you know, as deers wandering in the woods. Nobody there, and they are free only when there's no hunting season. So, use your freedom for good, not for your good. Be careful. You can use freedom for your good and you will destroy many lives. Last night we were talking about, I want to be a dead man who say, stop, stop, stop. Don't abuse any innocent girl. And you girl, be careful. Wait for God's timing. I waited for God's timing and there is my reward. Carry. And I was, you know, coming up from our dark places and became a believer. And within 5 years, by the way, I want to tell you, I was praying, Lord, give me wife who loves you most, even more than me. Willingly to, you know, go extra mile. Willingly to, you know, do whatever you commands her and do whatever best what you have told her. I said, I want that wife. I don't want wife when I come back from village or any other meetings or preaching Jesus Christ and she's standing in the door. Instead, she's saying, welcome. She have a big stick and she's in the mood of fight. Where you been? Where you been? I said, I don't want that wife. I want my wife to a person who loves you and laid on, and guess what? He answered my prayer, and that is my princess. I call her princess. I call her my rib. I call her, you know, my queen. And she show up in Pakistan, in our little town, and stayed 3 days in our home, not in our home, in our colony. And the Spirit of God said, yes, that is the gift. That is the gift for you. Spirit of God's talk. The Spirit of God talk. It's not like someone who just standing there. Like, what is the word, the new word or movie going on? Zambi. Zombie. Not Bambi, Zambi. Yeah. Spirit of God lives and He talk. And He like to listen to you and He want to hear from you. And whenever you don't know what you are talking about, He will help you. So, I'm glad that I met Carrie in Pakistan. I'm glad I met Pastor Gene in Pakistan. Awesome. I'm awesome and I'm privileged. It's a great privilege for me to be in the United States. And the first thing, you know, even we are losing a little bit our freedom, the first thing I experience, I breathe in freedom. And I want to continue to breathe in that freedom. I don't want to give up. I will break anybody's nose if he comes to take my freedom away. So stand for that. So be free. Because Jesus died for you, so don't go back to the yoke of slavery. Don't go there. It's horrible. It's empty. It's a hopeless place. It's just undescribable. Just say it's dark. You cannot see anything. You're trying to find, you will find nothing. So Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. So that fruit, so many great peoples, so many great servants of God has been serving you as a king, as a queen. So don't take as advantage. Don't just take as, you know, oh, we deserve it. No, you're not. It's a privilege. It's a gift to you. So use that gift and multiply. When you go to back to your community, your state, your school, your health, wealth, place, whatever you guys do, and be a mouth of Jesus Christ. Because that's the fruit. And be a hope for someone else. And if you guys have any question, I love to talk. Otherwise, do I got any minute? Oh, I got 5 minutes. 5 minutes can change life. If anyone here this morning who never personally believe in Jesus Christ, you have a choice. And make that choice, and that choice is perfect. You will not grieve up. You will not feel bad at some time. You know, we go to a food place and we say, yeah, looks outside good, but inside food is bad. That deal is bad. You spend your money, that deal is bad. And sometimes, you know, it's true, it's a bad deal. But Jesus is the real deal. He is the best in the north, in the west, and He is the only one who's qualified to deliver you. So if you are that person, if you are here and saying, I don't know what to do, I've been, you know, broken, I'm looking for hope, my parents, my friends, my, you know, neighbors, and everybody has been looked on to me, listen to me, He's watching you. And He will lift you up and He will love you unbelievable. He will be there for you anytime. Just talk to Him. Say, here I am. Take me. Here I am, Jesus. And just say, I believe, I recognize that you are the only one. And I take that gift. It's free. It's not like a McDonald's when you eat it and then you have a pain and you say, I wish I never went to McDonald's. That's a bad deal. Jesus is the real deal and is the only deal which is free. You have to pay nothing. My brother, you have to pay nothing. Just believe in Jesus Christ. So, thank you so much. So, I think we have to close in prayer, right? Okay, let us pray. Huh? Oh yeah, sorry. Before we pray, that video is going to blow your mind. Not really, but not like really coming out, but in an amazing way. So watch and enjoy. That is my King. Wow, it's awesome. Powerful. That is our King, those who believe in Jesus Christ. He's the best warrior ever. Champion. Wow. I'm grateful to know Him. here on this planet Earth just a little bit. I'm looking forward to know Him or learn about Him to sit in His glory. That's a wonderful hope. That is a wonderful place to dwell in His presence. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for every gift. We're thankful for every opportunity. We're thankful for this camp. We're thankful for all the staff, for everybody, especially for Sister Sharon and her husband, Marty. You know his name. So, thankful, Father, for all of them. Thank you, Father, for everything you has done. Your word is live. Your word never come back empty or without fulfilling your purpose. So, Father, what we have talked about this morning, your spirit alone can use and do the surgery, whatever we need to heal our wounds, struggles, in our dark place, whatever the place we have possession in our mind and saying no one going to claim that. But you are the only one who says, come to me and give my burden, take my yoke and learn from me. So I'm thankful for this morning and all the day we have to glorify you and be a sister and brothers in you and be a best example and representative of your Son on this earth. So bless us and your Son Jesus' name be glorified. These things we ask in His mighty and awesome name. Amen.